Blog Talk Radio.
Decisions. You're probably thinking, yes, Coach Adams, I am. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very process of making decisions. Decisions, decisions, decisions.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely, genuinely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited to dive into today. And I think that you are going to get some great insight into empowerment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. That's your feedback, and we thank you so much for that. You know, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Inspired Media, the number 4 and the letter U. Last week, we took a deep dive into frustrations. If you missed it, I want to encourage you to go back to the archives because why? Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming around today's subject. And then if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic and today's installment. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your laptops, your desktops, your tablets, all of those various things, your iPad, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab it so you can capture those jewels and nuggets that will be shared and or capture those questions that you may have at the time when we open the lines. We welcome your engagement. And, you know, before we actually jump into today's topic, we want to ask you to take a real quick, brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We're asking that you allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We know that we can't do it without YOU, and for that, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, professional coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. What are we shaping up on, Coach Adams? Well, decisions. You know, have you ever gone out to a restaurant with someone and you look at the menu? Like, Coach Adams, I can look at the menu and almost like that, I kind of know what I want. I know my likes and dislikes. And yes, I'm adventurous. Occasionally, I will try different things, but especially if I go to a restaurant that I've gone to regularly, it doesn't take me much. The foodie in me, she's very clear on her likes and dislikes. But have you ever gone to a restaurant with someone who, oh my gosh, it takes them forever to decide? They have not a clue. It's like almost like a deliberation. They got to see what everybody else around them is having. They want to know what everybody at the table is having. They want the recommendation from the server. Could be a restaurant that they've been to before. But they find it difficult to decide and make a decision. You know, we're not alone in this process of this struggle. It's interesting because I was speaking with one of my coaching clients. And they said, wow, I struggled with making the decision to join in a coaching partnership. And after they got into the partnership, they said, wow, I'm so happy I made this decision. But we were talking about how so often we struggle with making decisions. You know, I can say I've struggled with making decisions. Because at my core, I can be very analytical. I remember when I was in real estate, I would deliberate and process around the simplest things. making a flyer. I would overthink it. I would overanalyze it. Time is flying by. I'm not getting anything accomplished because I'm struggling to make a decision. And making decisions is something that many of us struggle with at different levels, and we struggle at different times and different seasons in our lives. But I want us to begin to step back and process, because we have to make a decision. You know, this interesting thing is this, that a Stanford professor indicated that, and hold on to your seats, because this study was very interesting to me, that we make 35,000 decisions a day. 35,000, not 3,500, but 35,000 decisions a day. Whew, I'm exhausted just thinking about that number of 35,000 decisions a day. So it's understandable that when we're faced with making a decision, so often we're exhausted. We feel overwhelmed. We feel fatigued. We're constantly making decisions, and the thought of, oh my gosh, I have to make yet another decision. You know, I remember going out with some people, and it was so funny because the group of individuals that I went out with, we were struggling with deciding where we were going to go, right? And one person in the group, they said, oh my gosh, you guys, make a decision. I make decisions all day, every day. Can you guys just decide? It's not that deep. But in essence, for many, making a decision is that deep. You know, when we look at this process of deciding, well, at its core, but yet it's complex. And it's complex, I believe, because we don't want to make the wrong decision. And so because we don't want to make the wrong decision, we in turn don't make a decision, or we go into a major deliberation around the simplest things. It's like, just decide. You know, I have to give some love to my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. I want to give them some love because in my leadership capacity with them, I'm constantly challenged to make a decision. And because I've been challenged to just make a decision, I've grown in the habit of making decisions. So for me, I do struggle still. I'm not going to say that I don't. I'm still in process. But I've grown in that more rapid rate of just deciding, making a decision. I don't have to overcomplicate it and deliberate and process, because I've been in an environment where I have been celebrated and encouraged. Just make a decision. It's okay. You may or may not make the right decision, but simply make a decision. Don't allow yourself to get paralyzed in that place of not making a decision. Don't allow yourself to get paralyzed in that place of not making a, drawing a conclusion, coming to a place of resolution and resolve around something that you're considering. Whatever that may be, large or small. And when you think about that, instinctively, we are making 35,000 decisions a day. From the moment you wake up, you're deciding various things, areas in our lives that we overcomplicate, and we get into such a deliberation within ourselves because we struggle with making a decision. And so I want to encourage you today, because on our journey to work our vision, achieve our goals, and ultimately live out our dreams, we have to grow in this process of making decisions. You know, I think about my journey as an example, and I'm so grateful that I'm growing in this process of being really one with understanding my vision, the call on my life, because when you are clear, you're able to make decisions even faster. Why? Because you're making decisions that align with your vision, your goals, or your dreams. And when you have the clarity that you need, it makes it easier to make those decisions. It makes it, does this align with my vision? Is this in accordance with my goals? Does this support my dreams? Because ultimately, the process of deciding is so that we would win personally and professionally. What do you mean, Coach Adams? Well, we're working it now. We're working our vision so we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. So when you're struggling in that process of deliberating around a decision, you have to step back and evaluate, why am I struggling so? Because if you can get to the root of why you're struggling so, you would allow yourself to become free. In speaking with my client, as I stated earlier, when she said, wow, I was so struggling with making this decision to join in coaching partnership with you, in a coaching partnership. And I asked, I said, well, why? She said, well, okay, it was unknown. I was afraid that you were going to challenge me so much that I wasn't going to be able to meet the expectations. I was afraid of making the wrong decision. And the reality is this, that so often, and I've been guilty myself, I've struggled with knowing I needed to make a decision. Now, I open jokingly about being in a restaurant and that's not my struggle. I can look at the menu and bam, the foodie in me knows what she likes, what her likes are, and can make a fairly quick decision when it comes to that. But there are other areas that, yes, I process differently, deeper, and it may take me a little bit longer to decide. So I want you to know that we all struggle at different levels, and there's no judgment. But when we have to make decisions, so often we can get into that place of decision fatigue because we're already making so many decisions. And that goes back to the other scenario that I shared, this group of individuals where one person said, I make decisions all day. Can you guys please just make the decision? It's not that complicated. It's A or B. Where are we going? But yet be that struggle. Is it that we don't want to make the wrong decision, so we struggle with not making a decision? Is it that we lack the certainty? We don't trust that inward knowing that I've done my due diligence. I think I'm good. This is the right decision. Is it that we're not feeling strong enough, we don't have the boldness to say, yes, I'm going to do it. So we overanalyze and I've had those moments on my journey. I've been in the struggle with you. But I want you to think about this. And this was so powerful in my coaching session with my client that was struggling to make the decision. Now, it wasn't about the fact that this person was struggling with making a coaching decision. That wasn't it. Don't get lost in that. It just happened to be the process of what we were working through. They struggle in life in making decisions. And so this decision was no different because that's a struggle. This struggle of making decisions, when we are stretched out of our comfort zone, ooh, we start to feel uneasy and we start to, woo, no way, way, woo, woo. Now, for me, I'm an adventurer at heart. I am one that take me to Magic Mountain, the amusement park here in California, and it's at a 10 when it comes to the adventure scale. From 1 to 10 is probably more like a 12 most of the rides there, you know, in comparison to like a Disneyland, which is a little bit more subtle in its adventure, or Knott's Berry Farm. All of these are amusement parks here in California. But Magic Mountain, Six Flags, it goes off the scale in adventure. And I'm all about it. Bring it on. The scarier the ride, the more adventurous, I want it. Why do I say that? I remember when a ride called Goliath came out. Ooh, it was big talk. Now, they've had other rides since that time, but I'm referencing this one because at the time when Goliath came out, ooh, you know, just the name, it lets you know the magnitude of it, right? It had these high highs and low lows and corkscrews and dips and all of this that until that time had not yet been produced in a roller coaster. And so if you were a thrill seeker, ooh, that was the ride for you. But if you weren't, you wouldn't even go to Goliath. You would allow it to defeat you because of the magnitude of this particular roller coaster. And I remember my first time getting on, I was so excited. And I got on, and it was everything and even more on the adventure Richter scale. That vibrancy, the exhilaration. Why do I share this with you and bringing this, anchoring this back with my client? My client shared that, wow, I struggled for months to make this decision. And now that I've made this decision, I'm so happy that I did. Fear, uncertainty, all of those things held them back. I know in my life, I've struggled in certain areas at certain times with making a decision. But when I make the decision, it's like riding the roller coaster. The exhilaration of it, the uncertainty, the vibrancy. And I share that with you because our journey known as life, it's designed to be vibrant, to be exhilarating. And when we make a decision, there's always going to be a level of uncertainty. Even when we process it through and we, you know, look at the pros and the cons. We get to that place of a resolution around the decision. We reach a conclusion around what we're considering. We've deliberated. There's always still going to be some uncertainty whenever you are adventuring into a realm that you've never been in before. Think about that. You're afraid to decide, and yet decisions are being made at a rapid pace all day, every day. 35,000 decisions, again, based on a study by a Stanford professor. Again, I'm like, ooh, I get exhausted thinking about it. And yet you're struggling with making a simple decision that could very easily change the landscape and trajectory of your life. I think about those areas and seasons and times in my life when I went with it, I made the decision, and I never looked back, and it was like, wow, the greatest decision that I could have made. Now, granted, whenever I've made decisions, they haven't always lined up perfectly. And yes, I've made mistakes along the way. But the one thing that I can say is that as I continue to grow in making decisions, when you grow in that process, making a decision becomes easy. You just say, hey, I'm going to do it. You don't have to spend as much time. And the goal is this, that ultimately, and I want to give you some insight into empowerment around this subject. I want to give you some genuine, legitimate insight into this struggle that for most we process through at different levels. Decisions, oh my. So number one, we have to simply make a choice. I know you're saying, Coach Adams, that is easier said than done. And yes, absolutely it's easier said than done. And make a choice to select A or B. I think about the show, I think it's Let's Make a Deal. Isn't Let's Make a Deal where they have the three different doors and you have to make a decision? The contestant has to make a decision. Do you want door number one, two, or three? You don't know what's behind any of the doors. There's no clues. There's nothing. You just simply have to make a choice. You have to decide. Okay, yes, so you go through this process of, you know, drawing the conclusion, weighing the pros and the cons and whatever you're going to measure and making your decision, doing your research, whatever the case may be. But bottom line, ultimately, it's about making a choice. So the contestant is faced with the three doors. Do you want door number one, door number two, and door number three? And they simply have to decide. In life, life is likened to this contestant that has presented before them the three doors. Behind each door is a different result. A different resolve behind each door is a different prize, or not. You must make a decision. Not making a decision is not an option. And that's what many of us do. We're looking at the three-door option. And suddenly we morph into an ostrich who wants to put its head in the sand. Nope, I can't decide. And then a decision is made for us. And someone says, oh, okay, you can have number three. And you don't like what's behind number three. You thought I would have taken number one, but you were afraid to decide. And behind number one was a journey that you could not have anticipated. The trajectory of your landscape of life has changed completely by number one. But you were forced into number three because you didn't want to decide. And so I want to challenge you today. Don't get stuck in the process of not making a decision. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, you're saying it, it's easier said than done, and it is. But bottom line, the insight into empowerment is this. That number one, you must simply make, choose A or B. Select one, two, or three. Go through your process, whatever your process may be, but make a choice. That's how you break free. And every time you make a choice, making a choice will become easier for you every time you do it. Greater insight into empowerment is this, that once you've gotten to that place of making the decision that you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dream. Of course, Coach Adams always has to bring it back to working it now so that you can win personally and professionally on your journey. So whatever your process, you make that decision evaluating how does this decision support my working my vision, achieving my goals, and living out my dreams. Got to get clear on that. But once you are clear, now you simply make a choice. You know, I remember my current church where I serve in specific capacities, my previous church, I served in every capacity that was possible. Literally, I did. But let me tell you why. It was because I was not clear on my vision. And so I was trying to figure it out. And so I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and I did that. But once you become clear, now you hone in, and you're able to grow in being a master. Have you ever met that person that is a jack of all trades, but yet a master of absolutely nothing? And please don't misunderstand, Coach Adams, I'm not areas that you are a master in. I would venture to say that those areas that you are a master in, for example, I'm a professional and personal life coach. I'm a speaker. I'm a trainer. I'm a consultant. In some way, they connect at different levels. They're within the same basic wheelhouse. Different, slightly focused in each of those areas, but in some way, they connect. I'm not saying, hey, I am a life coach, and I'm a dentist, and I'm a hairstylist, and I do this, and I do that, and none of it connects. But rather, it all connects. And that's what I want to make sure we understand, and we don't get misunderstand what I'm saying, that if, in fact, you are a jack of all trades and a master of nothing, you need to first step back and get clear so that you can make a choice that leads you on the pathway for your vision, for you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we're talking about decisions. And we're looking at and evaluating this very process of simply making a decision. And this major deliberation that some people go through to get to that place. We're efforting to simplify it today and give insight into empowerment, because the reality is, based on a Stanford study, that 35,000 decisions, we're making them every day. And yes, it can become tiresome. We can become fatigued because of all the decisions that we're making. So we want to not get caught up in the fatigue that we now don't want to make a decision, and we're exhausted, and we can't think about another. Because when you, in your leadership as an entrepreneur, a business professional, as a leader in your industry, whatever that may be, as you're birthing your vision, the reality is that you're going to have to make decisions. And the easier you find it to make decisions, the more decisions you'll have to make. Think about this. The person who is the lowest on the corporate totem pole, they don't have a lot of responsibilities. Therefore, their salary pay reflects that, because they're not making a lot of decisions. Now, the general worker, the supervisor makes more money than the general worker. Why? Because a supervisor is paid to make more decisions. Huh, think about that. The supervisor is paid to make more decisions than the general worker. Now you bring in the manager. The manager makes more than the supervisor, than the general worker. Why? Because the manager is made to make more decisions. The manager makes more decisions than the supervisor, who they oversee, than the general worker. Okay, what about that VP? Mm-hmm. The VP makes more money. Why? Because they're making greater, higher level decisions. So we must understand that how we accelerate in life, our ability to excel in life, is based on our ability to make decisions. But yet, we struggle with making decisions. And again, I've been guilty. But our insight into empowerment, keeping it simple, just make a choice. Decide, choose, and select. Once you've made a choice, you've decided, you've chosen, have certainty. Trust your decision and walk in confidence of it. Don't let someone talk you out of it, cause you to have doubt. Simply have the certainty that you have gone through your process. And this is what we must understand, that our processes may be different. My process in making a decision may be far different than your process. I can't knock your process and you can't knock mine. But the one thing that I've grown to know to be true is that whatever your process is, you can't get in that place of being paralyzed by overanalyzing. I've been there. My hand is raised. The analytical side of me, and I have to constantly bring her in, draw her in, because she can overanalyze a situation. And that's why I've grown in just saying, decide, Shania, decide, decide, decide. Don't overthink it, decide. Because this is the reality. Now, I am a woman of faith. I believe in the Bible, the Word of God. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is my positioning. I'm sharing with you my truth. You may be in a different situation. I know that I'm on a global platform and people are at different levels, but I'm sharing with you my truth. My truth is this. Based on the Word of God, that's the governing guide for my life, God tells me that he would make my crooked road straight. What does that mean? That if I make a wrong, quote unquote, a wrong decision as it relates to his plan for my life, as long as I stay on the journey and keep progressing, he will re-navigate my steps. It's like a navigation system. It really is. You know, I often share that the car that I'm in now, it was the first car that I had that I got now. Ooh, it's like going into 5 years. It's amazing how quickly time flies. It's a 2018. Wowzer. But let me not get lost in that. Stay focused. But when I look at, this was the first car that I had that had navigation. And I remember the first time once I learned how to, you know, get the navigation going, because that was a whole nother thing. I was like waiting. I was in the car. I'm waiting. I put in, you know, the direction. I mean, the address, and, you know, it said calibrating and, you know, ready, start guidance, I think is what it says, right? And so I said, yes, and I'm waiting for the guidance. I'm like, okay, where are we going? And I realized that because there was a little arrow, and it was just bouncing and bouncing. And I'm like, okay, where do I go? Where do I go? And the little arrow was bouncing until, get ready for this, until I started moving, until the car started driving, until I started moving. Then it said at 100, 500 feet, a quarter of a mile, whatever it was, turn right at ABC Street. It was waiting for me to move. On our journey, I want to encourage you, because you've allowed yourself to get stuck and paralyzed, and you're not making decisions. And I get it. You have decision fatigue. As we've talked about, the study based on the Stanford professor said we're making 35,000. I'm saying this with intention, so that these numbers are ringing in your head with repetition, that 35,000 decisions a day. So it's natural that when you have to make another decision after you've been making decisions all day, every day, you're tired of making decisions. You're in decision fatigue. I get it, because you're constantly having to think and process. But when it comes to your vision, you cannot allow yourself to get stuck in that decision fatigue. If you want to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, if you want to win, work it now, you're going to have to keep the momentum. And the way in which we keep the momentum is that we must continue to move, to make decisions. Hence my sharing the illustration of navigation. If you're just sitting there waiting, I believe that coded in your very DNA is the destination of your destiny, waiting for you to move. And as long as you sit there, like the navigation, the little arrow is just bouncing. It's bouncing. It's waiting for you. Your movement and your making your decisions is the converter that gets things going. And back to the navigation, that even if you make a wrong turn, guess what my navigation does? It tells me recalibrating, on track, because insight into Coach Adams, I am guilty as charged. Let me see that green and white logo at a certain time. I'm now going off the journey to get a cafe latte. I'm telling you, I'm just being real. So I will turn off when it hasn't told me to, because I've seen something that I want to do. Maybe it's you needed to go to the loo. I don't know. But the bottom line is that once I get back in and keep moving, it recalibrates. It brings me back on the journey. But it started with me making a choice. So you must choose and select. That's your responsibility, insight into empowerment. Then you have to have the certainty. You have to trust your decision. Not only do you have to trust your decision and walk in the confidence of it, but you have to be courageous. You cannot allow yourself to get stuck and say, oh, I can't make a decision, and be in fear. Why? Because, again, it's up to you to move. You, your actions are the converter for your dream becoming a reality. And so in this process of being courageous, you must be bold and authentically you. That's different than me. It's different. You are different than me, and vice versa. But when you are authentically being who you are, it's amazing what will open up to you and what will happen. Wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to hear from you. Oh, I'm coming to the line. You know, this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience to share in the discussion. I would love to hear your thoughts. You've made a decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today, this hour of empowerment. I would love to know. You're making this sacrifice. Was there anything that was shared that you're taking away, that you've gotten a good little nugget or two, a gem, a jewel? I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe, just maybe, you're sitting in front of your electronic device. If that's the case, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Did you get anything from today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams? Meanwhile, I want to encourage you, wherever you are on your journey, I want you to know that you are dealing with and you're faced with having to make some key decisions that will change the trajectory of where you're going. I know it's difficult. I've been there. At times, I still struggle. I am there. I'm in process. But I want you to know that every time I've made a decision, good or not so good, easy or not, I have felt great that I've made a decision. And oftentimes, when I have made those decisions have served me in moving to the next level on my journey, and they have been a wonderful, beautiful thing. Change is not easy. It really isn't. I know it's not easy. I often think about when I reference change, I think about, and you know, those of you that are regular listeners, you know, what book am I getting ready to mention? You guessed it. Who Moved My Cheese? The little fable, the little tale of Sniff and Scurry. And what I love about this story dealing with change, which is why many of us don't want to make a decision, because we know that that decision is going to require us to change. It's going to require that we get out of where we are. Something has to shift when we make that decision. And so oftentimes we won't make the decision. But when I think about Who Moved My Cheese and Sniff and Scurry, one said, I'm not deciding. I'm not leaving my comfort zone. I'm not leaving what's comfortable. And so he stayed where he was and died. And the other one said, although I may be nervous, although there's a lot of uncertainty, although I don't know all of what's on the journey ahead, I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going, and went on to live a vibrant life because of the courage to be bold and step out and move. That may be the very message that you need to hear today where you are. Be bold, step out, and move. You know, I honor those that will take a risk, that will say, I'm doing it. And I love working with my clients in my coaching practice that have gotten to that place of resolve, and they've decided, I'm doing it. Help me, Coach Adams. If you would like support on your journey to do it, I would love to be your partner in this process. You can call or text 310-921-0101. 310-289-2101. If you're calling, great. We would love to hear from you. If you are texting, what I'm asking is that you text your name, and I'm ready. And I'll know that you want to learn more about empowerment tools that are available to support you. And just as a reminder, our lines are still open. Would love to have you join in the conversation if you have a question or comment around what we're discussing today on decisions. Would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. But going back to calling or texting, call 310-289-2101. Text your name and I'm ready. And that will let me know that you are interested in learning more about my full circle of empowerment, the tools and resources that I have available through my one-on-one coaching, my lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan, which is group coaching, my private masterminds on various subjects like Put Your Dream to the Test by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. I can go on. Today Matters, the various masterminds, private masterminds that I do if you want to learn more. In addition, I want you to know, set your timer every Monday for 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because every Monday we're on the airwaves specifically for you, that you would come and be empowered to jumpstart your week with a little bit of motivation and inspiration, maybe get a nugget or gem or two that would support you on moving to the next level on your journey. So one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private mastermind, team building, any of those areas that you're interested in learning more about my full circle of empowerment, I would love to be on your team and support you. You know, I struggle with, you know, making the decision because it's uncomfortable. But you have to decide, am I willing to do something differently on my journey to get different results, greater results to achieve your dreams? I have found that having the right people on your team, circling the wagons around you, quote unquote, is key. One of the areas and questions that is answered in Put Your Dream to the Test, the 10 questions that one goes through in my private mastermind based on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, is the people question. Do you have the right people on your team? And oftentimes, we don't achieve our goals. We get stuck and paralyzed in making decisions because we don't have the right people on our team. You share something with someone and they chop it down. Not the right people on your team. I'm not saying that everyone has to agree with you at every stage. No, don't misunderstand me. But the reality is this, and I remember hearing my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, share that this illustration of these lobsters in an aquarium. And you may have heard this story. I don't know if he was the only one. I know I heard it from him. Others may have said it. But this illustration stood out for me. And I'm making a point about having the right people on your team. This illustration of these lobsters in an aquarium, I guess this one stuck for me because I actually like lobster. Okay, don't judge me. But the lobsters in the aquarium, and everybody was fine when they were kind of all at the bottom of the aquarium. You know, they're just kind of going on top of each other and just trying to move around the bottom of the aquarium. Everybody was good, cool, right? Until this one lobster pastor decided, I'm getting out of here. I don't like being on the bottom and people crawling all over me and all that. I'm going to try to crawl and scale up the side to get. Little Lobster was scaling the side of the aquarium wall. Something interesting happened. The other lobsters would pull him back down. And then he's trying to crawl up again, and they would pull him back down. And finally, he realized, they want me to stay down here with them. I'm trying to break free. And that is what's happening in your circle, in your life, when you don't have the right people on your team. Because they only know what they're used to and what they know. But when you try to break free, instead of them pushing you up and out, they pull you down because they're the wrong people. And so I want to share with you today that one-on-one coaching, it truly positions you. And it's a winning partnership that allows you to get the support that you need to have the right person on your team that is your cheerleader, that is your supporter, that's assisting you with the strategies that you need to win, to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. Now is your season and time for one-on-one coaching that will support in changing the trajectory on your journey. Again, you may call or text 310-289-2101. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, if you are not familiar with who Coach Adams is, maybe this is your first time tuning in today, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. If you didn't ask a question or comment, maybe you were feeling shy about it and you thought, I don't know, I don't want to be on the airwaves. But you want to still connect, know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. It's an open group, and simply ask to become a member, and you are welcome. Again, Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I want you to set your timer for next week. Make this a regular part of your weekly routine. Jumpstart your week empowered with motivation and inspiration here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Wouldn't have been the same without you. I'm on the airwaves for you, and I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win.